is the most triumphant starting an interview music I could imagine. Yeah. And you wrote it.
It's perfect.
Hello, how are you going?
Not bad at all.
We've got Dave from Brother Sister in the House. One of the brothers.
One of the brothers, yeah.
And a man I consider to be my brother in Christ.
Definitely.
You're secular, like just a worldly, secular, non-religious Christ.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like food.
Robo Christ,
yeah. Food, laser Christ?
Yeah, laser Christ. Yeah. That's a good one. It's perfect.
Let's go play laser Christ tonight. Yeah. Get a team together.
King.
Well, listen, you and I, like, have met over the times, but probably the first time I really remember having a decently long conversation with you in recent living memory was here.
That's true.
And we talked about your music, and I was like, yeah, cool. And then I was in Tokyo. I just happened to be in Tokyo. I was at a gig at this bar, similar to Whammy Bar or something like that. I look across the room. We lock eyes. What the hell are you doing here? And it's a small world, but it's a huge world. It's a big, beautiful world. And every now and again, there's a beautiful coincidence. And you and I were both in Tokyo at the same gig.
That's right.
It was last year.
Yeah.
We're coming up to a year ago.
That's right. It's nearly our anniversary.
That's right. thank you for my Pocari Sweat, by the way. This is a real... I'm going to...
Crack it.
What? Is it a flavor or is it a...
I think it's apparently just sweat and sugar.
That's good. Yeah. I have been off the sweat, so it's good to get a little bit back in the mouth. We're here talking today because I'm building up to something. You've got a new single called Tokyo. That's not what we're listening to now. We're listening to your other recent single called Oasis.
That's right.
Are you going to see Oasis in Sydney? Are we going to meet there or no?
Oh, no. I haven't even... It didn't even cross my mind that there was a band called Oasis when I put out a song called Oasis. And then I started searching my own song and I was like, oh, no.
Right. I did know there was a band called Oasis and I knew they were playing in Sydney, but I haven't got tickets. So very unlikely we'll see each other there. But Tokyo, on the other hand, you... And when I saw you there, you said it wasn't your first time there.
Yes.
You played there before as a band, and so you've got a bit of a love and a connection to the place.
Yeah, we've got a few friends now, and we're planning to go back in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. We're jumping on a plane and doing our second tour of Japan, and we're really excited to see all of our friends and the bands that we met last time and do it again.
Yeah. That's so rad, and I mean, what were you doing there when I saw you there? You weren't touring.
I was there actually with my partner who had an art exhibition.
That's right.
And we were doing that and catching up with friends. And I did a little DJ set at that bar that I saw you at. And it was all go.
Yeah. And then you and I, you know what? I sort of thought that when you're in Tokyo, everyone was ready to go and have fun all night long. But I tell you what, you and I... Out of all of the people in the room, we're the only ones who had their interest piqued by going at midnight to a really cool drag karaoke bar called Campy's.
Campy's.
Yeah, in Shibuya.
And it was worth it, wasn't it?
It was worth it. I had the greatest time. And, you know, out of anyone in this world, if I could choose someone now, knowing what I know, to go to a drag karaoke bar with till 4 in the morning, I'd pick you again.
Oh, thank you.
It was great fun.
We'll have to do it again.
Yeah, we tried to take photos and did get told off, but now we know.
Oh, there is a selection of very crazy photographs still on my phone.
I have to send it to you. Of ourselves, that was fine, but yeah. And I can't remember what we sung because I think I didn't know any of the songs, but it was still a good time.
It's all about the good times.
Yeah. Yeah. I just thought
and the highballs, right?
Yeah. Tokyo was so fun. But tell us about the song. And also there's a collaborative element to this, is there?
Yes, which is super cool. So when I was there, I went to a show to see one of my favourite vocoder bands, Polysex, in a place called Shimo Kitazawa. And then when I came out of the show, I bumped into a young J-pop artist who was hanging out with their band colleague on the street. And we had a drink on the street, and as you do in Tokyo, got to talking. I had a translator with me, fortunately. I just said, you know, asked them right there and then if they wanted to be part of a song that I was working on. And they were keen. And yeah, so she's sung some beautiful verse bars to the song and sent it through, and we've cut that all up, and it's sounding fun.
That's so cool. Yeah. And you played a... Well, Back to that. We'll go back to gigs in a second. But what I was doing in Tokyo was there as part of this music delegation with Asia New Zealand, and we were going to various different places, lots of gigs, and like trying to sniff out anything fun that was happening and kind of relevant to our interests, to our fields. So it was great. My job was to go to lots of gigs, and we also went to some like record labels and agents and management companies, and sort of tried to get a sense of how things worked over there and how it was different to here or similar. And one of the things I learned was that collaboration between Japan and other territories is a huge priority. So you're like, you've really hit the nail on the head there. Like, I don't know if anyone told you that was what you were meant to do in the Japanese music industry, but
I just felt it was right.
Yeah, well,
the song was called Tokyo.
Obviously, have a great respect for the culture because you've collaborated as the way. But I was really fascinated by that, and it makes a lot of sense because, you know, I mean, I love so much Japanese music that I've heard. I don't speak Japanese, but you know, I can get the feel from the song of yours. It's like a celebration song. It's like, I mean, it's called Tokyo. It's a celebration of the city, obviously, and the culture, and in a very brother sister way.
Very much so.
Yeah. And you'll hear in a second what are some references? There's Pokemon, there's Super Nintendo.
Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty, of course.
We even sing about one of our favourite bars in Tokyo.
Feel free to give it a shout out.
Pop Pizza.
Yeah,
we're
right.
Going back, and it's going to be wild.
Nice.
If you're in Kyoto, you've got to be there.
Cool.
It's good.
And Kyoto is not strictly Tokyo, but it is an anagram of Tokyo, it can be mentioned. Cool. And you are going to play some shows. You played a show on Friday at Auckland's hottest new joint.
That's right.
What do you tell us a bit about this not quite secret, but kind of sort of cool underground interesting place?
I feel ashamed because I'm still not sure how to pronounce it. Gehekan. Lovely little live music and karaoke bar on Albert Street in town, and we had a great time. It was
cool.
Good.
Yeah. And you played, you did a karaoke competition to see who could sing your song karaoke style the best.
That's right, and we won, so it was good.
You're lucky I wasn't there. You're lucky I've got laryngitis. And played with someone called Indigo, which I'm excited to check out. So what happens when you play gigs in Japan? What's your experience there so
question.
Far?
Well, in one case, they took their tops off and started dancing much more enthusiastically than they do here in New Zealand, to our music anyway, you know. It's just, an exciting energy, like really open crowd, which is really fun.
Cool. I went to some kind of Japanese pop acts as part of the conference at the, you know, some corporate gigs that were like cool Japanese pop and hip-hop stuff, and it was so fascinating to see the audience behavior. I don't know if you've been to any of the bigger shows there where people kind of have these glow sticks, and they like, I think they might be merch glow sticks, and they kind of all, everyone with the right hand, I think, all kind of like swaying them at the same time. You can't see me on the radio what I'm doing, but like kind of just imagine people kind of swinging a glow stick back and forth, like in kind of in unison. And the other one is there's like a tea towel. Do you know this about the tea towel type thing? It's like a bar mat, if you can picture that shape. Longer than a tea towel and narrower than a tea towel, but kind of like towel-y, like a neck towel, you know? And people have these branded, you got to get on it.
We've got to do it. I've got to get my mum to start sewing some.
Yeah. You got, 2 weeks?
Yeah, she could do it.
If anyone has any insight into these things, so I'm not just kind of randomly generalizing about merch in Japan, let us know. You can. I think if any band's going to go over with some killer merch, it'll be you doing that.
That's right.
Anything else you want to tell us about this tune before we crank it up and
Tokyo.
Get dancing?
Well, I mean, we started writing it when we were in Tokyo, which was pretty fun, like while we were waiting for a train.
Yeah.
And just kind of started bouncing around this idea of
the
song.
So you had about 30 seconds to write the song because the trains are so good there?
That's right, yeah. And as we finished writing the song, I think we were joking that our brother, other brother in the band, he's often on his phone and he doesn't really pay attention to what's happening. And he didn't get off the train, and we sort of saw him put his hands up against the train as the doors closed, and he sort of whisked up like Han Solo and Frozen Carbonite. And we're not sure if we're going to see him again, you know.
So you're a duo now. Yeah, duo. So you and your sister.
Well, we started off as a duo, but then we thought it'd be rude not to invite our brother in for
right.
the drums.
Fair enough. Oh, nice. Oh, well, I wish you the raddest of times in Tokyo, and, you know, let us know how you go once you get back. And I would love to crank this song. And is this part of, you know, you've released Oasis, you've released Tokyo, there's sort of similar color schemes I can see on the album cover, mm-hmm. the single cover art. Is this hinting that this might be part of a larger project?
Not at this stage. Yeah, we're just kind of having fun writing songs this year, and they may end up on a singular release of some sort at some point.
But, well, typically, you haven't really followed the usual path, have you? You guys were like, you released a record that was a vinyl record that was kind of a collaboration of tunes?
Yeah, it was kind of like a compilation. It was the best of Brother Sister.
Yeah, right.
Which I wanted to call it, but the record label wasn't into that. They didn't quite get the joke, but that's right.
I did mean compilation, but I said collaboration because probably because we're talking about collaboration so much. And I'm high on Picari Sweat, getting my words wrong.
That's good.
Well, should we listen to it? Should we crank it up?
Yeah,
Thank you for coming in. Is there anything else you'd like the people to know?
I would like them to know that Japan is a fun time and you should go when you can afford it one day.
Yeah.
It's good.
I couldn't quite afford it, but I still had a really fun time. Found some really cheap snacks in the 24 hours.
Snacking is cheaper in Japan than it is in New Zealand, that's for sure. So you can make your money back if you're there to snack long enough.
That's right. Oh, man. I want one of those rice things you find at 4 in the morning. Anyway, okay. Here it is. This is Tokyo. Thank you for coming in. Brother, sister, listen to them, dance to them, go and see them and buy the record. You got any records left?
We've got records. Yeah, they're available at Flying Out in town.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, great. No one told me to say that, just to be clear. All right.
Tokyo, 君を待ってる。
Well, there you have it. The lines are running hot. People are buying their tickets to Japan. I feel like people should give... They should give you a... you know, what is it? Like a... Not a medal, but like some money to go, yeah, to be ambassadors.
Yeah, well, I'd be keen.
You could explore it. You've got 2 weeks. I'll email some people. What's the band camp? We'll leave it with this. We'll leave it with a little promotion. If you want to hear that again, you go to
Brother Sister Online, Facebook, I think would be the best place to find
us. Facebook.
Yeah.
All right.
Facebook/Brother Sister Online. Brother, that's the only URL I can remember right now.
Fair enough. Yeah. Okay. It is also on streaming.
Yeah.
But, you know, every time I go to mention streaming service that you can hear something on, I predict how many texts I'm going to get telling me that cancelled.
That's fair. So,
Facebook is, you know, arguably run by one of the most problematic men in the world.
That's
but
true.
So far hasn't invested, to our knowledge.
You can choose where you go from there.
A military complex. Yeah, of course you can. Okay, well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for
stop burying myself in the dirt. And thank you, for coming all this way. We're both sort of Newland Tirarangi boys. I get it. That was quite a drive. Thank you for making the effort.
I'm going to go for a swim, so that's all right.
Okay,
great. I'm double purpose.
Swim?
So good, yeah.
In the outside? Or?
I'm going to go swim a kilometre, you know?
Oh, like a pool swim.
You've got to stay fit for Japan.
True.
There's a lot of walking involved.
Yeah, you don't want to get... If everyone's taking their shirts off and then you've got to take your shirt off.
That's
and you
right.
Yeah.
It was a problem last time, so I'm trying to counteract it.
Okay, yeah, I nearly got kicked out. Thanks a lot.
All right.
See ya. Thanks.